Dis lekker om julle te sien vanoggend. Het julle mekaar gegroet so nie? High five paar mense rondom julle vanoggend. Sê high five hallo julle. Sê my naam is Koos, so laat jy my so ver. Thank you for making the time to visit with us this morning and celebrate this special day. Traditionally, this is our annual Biker Blessing Service. Ek het nie die mense gesien wie hulle hande opgesteek het nie, maar vir die mense wat besoek kom aflê vir ons vir die eerste keer, ons hoop en vertrou dat jy ontmoeting gaan hê met die lewendige God, die Hemelse Vader, Liewe Jesus Christus, en dat die ding wat jy sal wegvat, is God se teenwoordigheid hierso, nie die bikes of die colors of die snaakse mense or whatever. So, welcome to each and every single one of you. Traditionally, what we do is we pray God's blessing and protection over the people, specifically but not exclusively, that ride motorcycles. Trust God for safety and for blessing throughout the year. But the biker blessing is so much more than a blessing, because most of us think that when you get something, that's the blessing, correct? Most of us think like that, but the scripture teaches that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And that's where the real blessing comes in. So if Kobus thinks that he was blessed in receiving this motorcycle, wacht tot het jou om weggeet, dan gaan jy eerst sien hoe lekker gesuif. Anybody, any takers for a new 1200 Harley this one? There you go, there's a couple of hands going up. Dan gaan jy eerst geblessed word. You can keep the 10 cents, aangezien jy het getuig daaroor. So, this morning I'm going to be brief because we're going to spend some time. Ons gaan vreedsaam kuier na die diens. And if you didn't plan to stay with us, please make an effort to stay with us. Daar is bright packs beskikbaar, as ek ja, that are available to buy. So if you didn't come prepared, there'll be bright packs for you that you can just join in fellowship with us after the service. But if you really have to go, we understand, but it would be awesome if you could just stay and visit with us a little bit longer. Okay, this morning I'm just going to share briefly about the concept of blessing and where it comes from. It's one of those passages in the Bible where you see a genealogy. How many of you know what a genealogy is? In the King James it says so-and-so begot so-and-so, begot so-and-so, begot so-and-so. There's een persoon na die ander wat 'n kind kry, en die kind kry 'n kind, en die kind kry 'n kind. It just goes on and on. You think like, what is this all for? What is this all about? And this passage of scripture comes from one of those genealogies. When it comes to the lineage of David, lineage of Jesus, that stuff is important because it helps for those who follow that kind of thing to see that Jesus is genuinely of the lineage of David. He is who he says he is according to the biblical lineage. But this is not one of those passages. This is a genealogy about this one begot that one and that one, and it goes on and on and on. And then this significant piece of scripture sticks out. Years ago, Dr. Bruce Wilkerson gave an incredible teaching on this particular man and the prayer that he prayed. And this prayer is from 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Now Jabez, everybody say Jabez, was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Ek neem aan, daar was nie anesthetic or a epidural nie, it was just Bill Cosby described trying to get men to understand what it's like to give birth. He says, take your bottom lip and stretch it over your head, and then you'll get an idea what it might be like for a woman to give birth. Verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Father, we don't take for granted that we have the privilege of getting around your word this morning. We think of the untold multitudes that lay down their lives so that we could freely have your word, what we call the Bible, at our disposal today to read and to enjoy and to change our lives. Father, I've got nothing of significance to say other than your word. And your word is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing even to the division of soul and of spirit, of bone and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. We ask that you watch over your word to perform it this morning, Lord, that it achieves the purposes for which you sent it forth, that our lives are changed, that we encouraged through gathering around your word this morning, in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. And at first glance, it would appear that this prayer of Jabez is actually selfish. He says, Lord, bless me. It's one of those bless me oaks. Bless me, Lord, and enlarge my territory. But a closer look reveals that it's not the case. The scripture says that Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. It means he stood out. How many of you know that if you choose not only to speak about Jesus, but to act and live like Jesus, jy gaan uitsteek in die samelewing. You're going to stand out. You are going to be different. You are going to be upstream. When everybody wants to go this way, you're going to be saying, no, I live according to a different system of values and principles. You see, you can either live by comfort, convenience, or courage and conviction. When you live by conviction, whether it's convenient for you or comfortable for you or not, it's irrelevant. That is your conviction. It's a principle that you live by. Whether it suits you or whether it doesn't suit you, if it's in line with the Word of God, you live by conviction. Jabez was that kind of person. Jabez was more honorable. He stood out from the norm. The norm today is, jy hoef nie jou woord te bou nie. You can tell people, yeah, I'm going to be there. En daag jy dan net nie op nie. You know that a man's name is only as good as his reputation, and his reputation is only as good as his word. Geliefde, hoe staan jy in daai sake vanoggend? Is jy 'n ja broer? Ja broer, I'm going to be there. Ja broer, I'm going to do this. I'll call you back when I find whatever out. Some people are still phoning me back today. What I like to do, I like to get people to commit to a timeline. They say, no, we're going to call you back. I say, okay, by when can I expect a call? Then you might see, some people are used to it. They can give you a commitment and others just can't. I normally ask, by when and from whom can I expect a call? Then there's a timeline. Then there's reasonable expectations. Does this make sense to anybody this morning? Just to be a man or woman of your word. Just be a man or woman of your word. Years ago, God laid this very, very, at the time I thought harsh statement, but it's actually truth. Statement on my heart. Some people don't like it, but it's just how it is. There's no difference between a liar and a man who doesn't keep his word, because neither of them convey the truth. Whew. Yes, Mozzie, that's a little bit extreme, no? God is a God of his word. His word is his bond. As his people, shouldn't we be the same? No amens. We should be the same. I submit to you that what was it about Jabez that got him to stick out, to be more honorable? I submit to you that at least one of the things is he kept his word. Chapter presidents, you can relate to what I'm saying. Jy vra wie gaan daar wees? Hulle steek hulle hande op. Jy sien daar's toe syne hande daarso. Kom die dag van die event, van die date or whatever, dan tel jy maar die mense op een hand, dan het jy nog vingers oor. Some of the people are smiling because they relate to what I'm saying. Just keep your word. The scripture speaks about that, keeping your word, even if it's to your own detriment, just keep your word. So Jabez was more honorable. He stood out from the crowd. The next thing from those two voices, it says there, he prays and he says, Lord, I want to be blessed. I want you to do this for me. And then you can see that it's not selfish. He says that I may not cause pain. So you can imagine Jabez being born. Now when he's born, a newborn baby, he had no idea the pain that his mother put him through. Then as he started growing up and he was just being a little boy and he started getting a little bit naughty, I can guarantee you that his mother reminded him of the pain that he caused her. You did this to me. Look at these stretch marks. Look at my hail damaged thighs. Look at these wrinkles. You did it to me. He must have been reminded of the pain he caused his mom. He must have been reminded. Because this man had a desire when he prayed. He said, Lord, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be that oak. How many of you know every one of us have that person in our family? It's those people in my family that keep me on my knees praying for them. Lord, save them from hell and harm before Satan steals their lives, Lord. Sometimes you check, you know, when that phone call comes in, you think, oh, he come it no. We all have that person in our family. I submit to you that in all probability, Jabez was like that because he prayed. He said, Lord, I want to be blessed like this that I may not cause pain. So, kom ons fast forward bietjie na 2024 toe, waar ons nou hier is. Let's bring it a little bit closer to him and say, Lord, I don't want to be that person wat 'n struikelblok is vir my medemens. I don't want people to trip over me on their way to the cross of Jesus. That we're not a stumbling block to others. And that was Jabez's prayer. He probably knew the pain that his mom went through, and then he might have caused pain for other people in his life as well. And then he says this. He says, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Jabez realized the importance of influence. Every single one of you right now, as I'm speaking this morning, have influenced each other. Simple example. You're sitting where you're sitting because other people are sitting where they are sitting. Guess what? They've influenced you. They've influenced you. You reacted in a certain way this morning because you saw people. There's people that I haven't seen in a long time. It was lekker for me to see them. Hey, good to see you. You influence each other. Jabez prayed because he realized the significance of influence. Every single one of us have some kind of influence to a greater or lesser degree over other people. I ask you this morning, what kind of influence are you influencing over others? Or is most of the influencing taking place over you? So when you're in Christian circles, you laugh at certain jokes. Then you were in circles at work, you laugh at other kinds of jokes. Miskien is jy die een wat daai grappe vertel. When people have to, people say, when they start justifying a joke, then I know, they say, you know, maybe this one is a little bit, well, then you know, like, okay, must I brace myself, yeah, you know. We can be open-minded and stuff like that, but, yeah, and the things that we laugh at. We said before, few things reveal a man's character quite so much as the things at which he laughs. So Jabez says, Lord, enlarge my territory. Increase the area of influence that I have over those around me. I submit to you that he wanted to be a blessing to other people as well. Because he said, I don't want to cause pain. And enlarge the area, increase the boundaries of my territory, that I can be a blessing to more people. And then it says this, God granted him what he requested. And all of this is right in the middle of a genealogy of who begot who, and they mention this man, Jabez. Why was Jabez mentioned in this genealogy? What was the point of it? It's like the prostitutes that were mentioned in Jesus' lineage. What's the significance of that? That there's hope for the hopeless. That there's hope for the hopeless, that Jesus came even for the outcasts, for the marginalized, for the rejected in society. What made Jabez stand out in his genealogy? He was more honorable. His prayer wasn't selfish. He took others into consideration and God answered his prayer. There's a significant passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 7 where Jesus is teaching about prayer and how we should approach prayer. And he says something that has a specific order. In Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8, Jesus says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. And verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. How many of you have been a place in your life where you think, not me, Mozzie, not me? Maybe you're sitting here right now and you're thinking, ja, Mozzie, jy praat my by vanoggend. Ek het al hoeveel keer gevra, ek het nie ontvang nie. Ek het gesoek, ek het nie gevind nie. Ek het geklop, die deur is nou nog toe. So ek maar net opgegee, want dit is nie moeite werd nie. Maybe you're going through something like that right now. Why does Jesus teach us to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, and to keep on knocking? Well, sometimes you can just ask for something because it's there in front of you. You can ask and somebody has it and you can ask and then you get to receive it. Sometimes it's not there. You actually have to look. It's not in front of you. You've got to put in more effort. Exit. You've got to do something else. You perhaps have to come out of your comfort zone and go and actually seek. And then once you're out of your comfort zone and you're seeking, perhaps nothing's coming to the fore. Nobody's answering and you're not finding. Then you have to go the extra mile and go door to door to knock. Why does Jesus teach us this? I'm going to explain to you a little bit later. We have to keep asking. We have to keep seeking. And we have to keep knocking so that the motives of our hearts are aligned with the motives of God's heart. Christians like to quote the scripture from John 14 and verse 30. It says, you can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Well, the Bible says I can ask for anything. Really? That's what it says. That's what it says. But every promise of God is conditional. James chapter 4 and verse 3 teaches this. It says, and even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what gives you pleasure. Does that sound more like our prayers? You know, we tell God what we want. We tell Him when we want it. We tell Him how we want our prayers answered, and we usually want it yesterday. Can you relate to what I'm saying? This thing about asking and keep on asking, and seeking and keep on seeking and knocking at it. Yeah, this bikkie te veel moeite. You know, people have come to me and said, you know, I've been praying for this thing for like 3 weeks and nothing's happened. How many years do you think other faithful Christians were interceding for you before you gave your heart to Jesus? In my geval, was daar familielede wat vir 20 jaar gebid het, voordat ek besluit het, okay, Here, ek's nou bereid om 'n verandering te laat plaasvind in my lewe. 20 years. So that thing about a couple of days or a couple of weeks, a couple of months, I don't know. How long is a piece of string? How long is also my Chinese friend? His name is How Long. Hoe lang gaan dit vat? Ek weet nie. If you don't get it, come speak to me afterwards and I'll explain. He's Chinese and his name is How Long. He's my friend. So how long? I don't know how long. But just keep on doing it till your breakthrough comes. It's in that keeping asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, that our hearts become aligned with Jesus' heart, with God's heart. Because op die einde van die dag, ten spyte van wat ek en jy dink, sien of ervaar, God weet van beter. Geliefdes, ek het gesê, God weet van beter. He doesn't want what's good for you. He wants what's best for you. And He always, always knows best. In spite of what we think, God is actually in control. Isn't that good news this morning, church? God is in control. And this was Jabez's heart, I believe. He says, Lord, increase my territory that I can be a positive blessing to others. Bless me indeed. He says, bless me indeed that I may not cause pain. That I may not cause pain. And God granted him his request. So when you want to quote John 14, 13, that says, ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Anything has a condition. What's that condition? 1 John 5, verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will. There it is. Is it there? Yes. You see? I wasn't lying. This is the confidence that we have in, that if we ask anything according to His will, according to His will, He hears us. That's good news. The NLT says, that's in the King James, the NLT says, and we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. So, your list of prayer requests, maybe it needs a second look. Does it please Him? Does it actually please God? Maybe op gesigswaarde, is that the right word? Face value? You might think, well, there's nothing wrong with this. Like for example, if I want to be the 50 meter, the 100 meter world swimming champion, I can never be, but just use your imagination this morning, okay? I can't tackle that record with a head of hair like Sean. Where's Sean? Sean? Check Sean's ponytail. Why? Because is there anything wrong with Sean's hair? No. But for him to get the world record, it's swimming. Gaan nie werk nie, julle. Dit gaan nie werk nie. He needs to be streamlined. No, I'm not trying to get the record. I know it looks a bit stiff. So, on principle, there might be nothing wrong with what you're asking for. But in the context of where you are at and the journey that God knows He wants you to go on, and the final destination, it might not be what God has in store for you. For example, this motorcycle versus the other one that He thought He missed out on. God always knows best. Amen? So, if we ask for something, when it pleases the Lord, our prayers will be answered. As the deep end gets ready to come up, we're going to pray with each other. As the stickers get handed out, I'm also deep in to come up and do that hallelujah song. I want to close by sharing this thought. There's a difference between heard prayers and answered prayers. So what's the difference? Just because your prayer has not yet been answered does not mean that it has not yet been heard by God. The scripture clearly says that when we pray according to His will, He hears us. It's like God is like, yes, I heard you. I heard you. I got your back. I know you want this, and I know you need it. But let's just see the condition of your heart. I want you to see the condition of your heart. We need to understand and respect the process. When it comes to blessing, folks, we're going to hand out little stickers to you. Now, this sticker, die feit is, dis net 'n stukkie vinyl met bietjie gom agter. It's going to take up place on a windscreen or on a top box of a bike or on somewhere it's going to cover a scratch or something. I don't know what it's going to do. But you're just going to get a little sticker. En julle weet so goed soos wat ek weet, daai sticker is nie die what's origin? Oorsprong. Glad nie sleg vir 'n soutie nie, nee. Is hier die oorsprong van die blessings nie. That just serves as a reminder that there came a time in 2024 when we asked God, Lord, bless me indeed that I may not cause pain. Enlarge my territory that I can have a positive influence somehow over somebody. Mense, 'n eenvoudige ding soos 'n glimlaggie. You know when smiles are sweetest? When you have no reason to smile, no cause to smile. If you get a beautiful motorcycle like this, mense sal kan verstaan hoekom jy glimlag. Hey, you come back after a ride on a thing like this, jy't so lekker geglimlag, al die insekte sit so vasgeplak, doodgeslaan, hier tussen jou tande. Hey, jy't lekker gery. But when, wanneer jy hel breek los in jou lewens, and you can wake up in the morning and say, God, I don't understand. I don't know why I'm going through this, and you can still put a smile on your face. That's when your smile is sweetest. Why? Because die mense sien dit raak op julle gesigte, and they feel it in your spirit. They sense it in your heart that you're holding on, because God of the Bible is still true. He's still a miracle-working God that performs miracles for those who trust Him and believe Him and are willing to hang on and wait till that blessing and breakthrough comes. Nou ek weet, because ek weet omdat ek weet, Maar dan mense is hier so vanoggend. Jy is in die plek. You in that place, you say, Mozzie, you don't know what I'm going through. And dear one, you're right. I don't. But the God that we've come to glorify this morning, the God that we've come to worship, He knows exactly what you're going through. And here's the good news. The breakthrough and the outcome is already there. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, that no temptation has befallen you except such as is common to man. And God is faithful in that with every temptation, He provides the way out. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 and 13. He provides the way out. The word "the" is in the New King James, just there. He's got the answer. He's got the answer for you. I'm going to ask that if you want to take one of these stickers and just put it on your bike to say I was blessed, or your car, or wherever, or maybe you don't have a bike or a car, you've got a wheelbarrow. Pluck die ding op jou kruiwaar. Sit om daar iets met wiele. So that every time you use it, say, I remember that, that on the, what's die datum vandag? The 4th of February that I prayed and I asked God's blessing on my life. So that I can be a blessing to other people. We're going to take a little bit of time. I'm going to ask that if you want one, just stick up your hand. I'm going to ask the leaders to distribute the stickers to everybody that has got their hands up. And ask that, first and foremost, please, just to make sure that we've got enough, that the CMA folks and the members of the church can just hold back so that everybody receives. And then what's left over, we'll give to everybody. So if you'd like to receive one of those stickers, just raise your hands. That's genoeg for allemaal, ek geloof. Just keep your hands up till you receive a sticker. I'm going to ask the leaders to hand those stickers out. And just hang on to them. We're going to pray over each other. En vir Kobus, baie voor het ook. Yeah, and the oaks on stage, yeah, for those who want, please. Just keep your hands up. Just keep your hands up until such time that you've received, please. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Here's your altar call, me. Daar heel achter aan my rechterkant. Ook hier heel voor. Did you? Okay. And then please, the stickers that are left over, if you could just return them to Jaku, please. Nie hier Jaku nie, daar Jaku daar. Just please, the ones that are left over, please return them to Jaku. Okay, just one more show of hands. Everybody that has not yet received a sticker, can you just put up your hands, please? Okay. All right, I want you to hold on to that sticker. Now, like I said, there's little to no significance to that sticker other than our faith and our prayer this morning. There was a time when one little boy pitched up with a few loaves and a few fish. There were two fish and five loaves, or four fish and I don't know. There were two different times. And it meant nothing. But after it had been in the hands of Jesus, the miraculous happened. I want you to trust and believe in God for breakthrough to come in your life this morning. My precious brother, my precious sister, whatever challenge you're going through, we're going to pray together this morning. And as you hold on to that little sticker, put your faith in the God of the universe, the one who was and who is to come, the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that in this simple way, as simple people, we can simply come and bring a simple prayer of faith to you. Father, you know exactly the challenges and the difficulties that we're going through. Lord, you even know the things that we're still going to go through that we don't even know about yet. You know how challenging and difficult life can be. Father, we want to pray like Jabez did this morning. We want to say, Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Let your hand be upon me that I may not cause pain. And enlarge my territory. Increase the area of influence that I have over others so that as I am blessed, I can be a blessing to others. Lord, I pray that you bless me financially. I pray that you bless me in my relationships. I pray that you bless me in my work life. I pray that you bless my health, Lord, that you bless my life, that when people look at every aspect of my life, they can see that I am a man or a woman of God, that I am somebody who follows Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will help me to praise you in the good times as well as in the difficult times. That I bring the sacrifice of praise when it feels like a sacrifice. And I bring the praise when it's abundantly on my lips. For those who ride motorcycles, Lord God, I pray that you keep us all safe in this year. And over Kubus for his new motorcycle and every other motorcyclist, Lord God, that is hearing this morning. Us as normal motorists, Lord God, that has full-faring motorbikes, cars, whatever, Lord, that you keep us safe on the roads. That this is about journeying mercies too, Lord God. That we have the privilege of having another year of safe, trouble-free motoring added to our lives, Father. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name because you're a good, good God. And all God's people said amen and amen. Van die megaforce Owens, ons dink aan julle in besonder. Ons dink aan Marius se gesin. Marius is gister oorlede in 'n motorfietsongeluk. Mag Here naby daai familie wees in hierdie tyd van verlies. And to everybody else that has suffered a time of loss. Folks, I'm going to pray God's blessing over the food as well. Lord, thank you that we can enjoy a meal together as we brought together. We ask that you bless the hands that prepared that food and bless the food to our bodies and our fellowship afterwards. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for making the time to listen, folks. I'm going to ask the deep end to lead us in that Niva Hallelujah song one more time. May Almighty God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you supernatural peace. In Jesus' name, we love you dearly and have an awesome week. Thank you, folks. Thanks, Deep End.